Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 75, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 63, overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House and Senate expected to approve a stopgap funding bill to keep the government open when the new fiscal year begins tomorrow. House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut confirmed to reporters that the bill would include $30 billion in disaster aid, which should include assistance to farmers and ranchers. The senior Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, Arkansas Senator John Boozman, said the bill would also include an extension of authority for USDA's livestock price reporting system. USDA economists say there's strong evidence that meatpacking plants were a major catalyst for COVID-19 outbreaks in rural America early on in the pandemic. But a working paper by the Economic Research Service also says there is suggestive evidence that policies instituted after the initial outbreak helped reduce the spread of the disease. 8 in 10 rural counties with the highest rates of COVID-19 in May of last year were meatpacking dependent. That means that more than 20% of employment is in the meatpacking business, the paper said. Meatpacking dependent counties had nearly 10 times more cases in early May than other manufacturing dependent counties, but that disparity disappeared later, ERS says. The North American Meat Institute says the conclusions mirror the industry's own findings that plants were able to successfully protect their workers once more information and resources became available. 7 in 10 of the child laborers worldwide work in agriculture. That's according to the Labor Department in a new report. The department found that for the first time in decades, global progress against child labor had stalled and possibly even reversed direction. Most of the kids work on family farms and family enterprises. It's critical to understand and address family reliance on child labor, the report said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the sale barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Kansas felon accused in a fatal stabbing made his first court appearance in the case on Tuesday. James Shaw, 60, of Wichita, is charged with first-degree murder. Just after 10 p.m. on September 21st, police responded to a shooting call at a home in the 100 block of North Glen in Wichita, according to Officer Charlie Davidson. Upon arrival, officers located 67-year-old Kirk Peterson and determined he had been stabbed multiple times. Peterson was pronounced deceased on the scene. Shaw remains jailed on bond of $300,000. His next court appearance is October 7th, according to the district attorney's office. A former Ellis County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for child pornography and gun charges. The Hayes Post reports that 62-year-old Blaine Dryden was sentenced to 102 months in prison after pleading no contest to aggravated internet trading of child pornography, sexual exploitation, and theft of a firearm. The KBI investigated the case. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The 2021 Kansas Wheat Recipe Book is hot off the presses. The annual book features recipes from the 2021 National Festival of Breads. Recipes include savory Thai peanut sauce rolls, strawberry lemonade swirls, and more. Get the recipes online or request a free printed copy at kswheat.com/recipebook.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A Southwest Kansas man died in an accident just after 9 p.m. Wednesday in Montague County, Missouri. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reported that a 2003 Toyota Tacoma was eastbound on Highway 87 at Route C. The driver failed to stop at a stop sign and struck a southbound 2013 Peterbilt semi driven by Adrian Salcido, 44, of Moscow, Kansas. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth said that many Kansas farmers are reporting sightings of these small army worms, which feed on turf grasses, vegetables, and other plants. Whitworth said it's been about 14 or 15 years since they've gotten this many reports and have seen this much worm infestation in the state of Kansas. Here's Sumner County farmer Craig Meeker.
They first started moving into our grain sorghum and to our alfalfa crop, and then we've noticed them move into the double crop soybeans here the first part of this week.
That audio courtesy of our partners at Cake TV. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A camper fire claiming the life of a Western Nebraska man. The man died after his camper caught fire in Western Nebraska, and the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said the fire was reported in Sutherland around 1:30 yesterday morning. Witnesses said the camper was engulfed in flames. When firefighters arrived, neighbors told them that the man who lived in the camper was likely inside of it. After the fire was extinguished, authorities found a body inside the camper. An autopsy has been scheduled. The state fire marshal said most likely the cause of the fire was a faulty appliance inside the camper. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced yesterday a $3 billion comprehensive set of investments to address challenges facing farmers and ranchers. USDA says the investments will support drought resilience and response, animal disease prevention, market disruption relief, and purchase food for school nutrition programs. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Riverfest is back September 30th through October 3rd. The river rocks again with the Capitol Federal Fireworks, Safe Light Auto Blast Sundown Parade in reverse, and concerts, including Spirit Aero Systems presents Flatland Cavalry, Fidelity Bank presents Fits in the Tantrums, and Big Boy. Get the Wichita Riverfest 2021 mobile app powered by Evergy to see this year's events and plan your four-day party. Then buy your button at Quick Trip. Fall Riverfest 2021, September 30th through October 3rd.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemahal Valley Community Hospital has announced plans for a projected $22 million expansion and improvement plan that will address expanded emergency room and adjacent decontamination facility, update radiology and respiratory therapy departments, additional lab space and equipment, larger surgery spaces, patient room, and mechanical updates. Official kickoff of a $2.5 million capital campaign to jumpstart the effort will be forthcoming in weeks ahead as the design phase continues with a Wichita architect who has presented a request for proposals for construction manager. The USDA loan process may dictate a timeline for construction as the project evolves at Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Sunday. Braden Cook, age 19, of Beatrice, lost control and went off U.S. 77 at the West Dogwood Road intersection near Pickrell. The driver was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital. $250,000 bond has been set for a Wisconsin man, Simon Sevilla, age 41, of Rice Lake, on charges of indecent liberties with a child. He was arrested after a joint investigation between Nemahal and Brown County authorities on a September incident last year. The City of Washington, at a special meeting Friday, rescinded a motion passed 4-1 at their previous meeting to purchase two power plant generator engines at a cost just over $1.5 million, which would be repaid through utility receipts over a 20-year term. It's hoped that some $665,000 in insurance proceeds will help defray costs. The change was prompted by missing components in the contract, which is being redrafted and will likely be considered again at the next meeting. Consensus was that the council would like to maintain the plant in order to continue reliable service for the community, but concerns were expressed that the insurance reimbursement amount was not yet guaranteed. Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will host early childhood screenings Friday, October 1st at Marysville Elementary from 8 until noon and Waterville Elementary noon until 3:30. Any child aged 3 to 5 who's experienced difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning is welcome to a free screening conducted by qualified professionals. This is by appointment only, phone 562-5308, extension 2, or email kstuder@usd364.org. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities this Friday for anyone in need, regardless of income. Boxes include non-perishable items as well as butter and some frozen chicken. These will be given out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville this Friday, October 1st, beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until they're gone. Again, for all Marshall County residents, regardless of income. Correction to our earlier announcement regarding the tailgate party Friday evening at the Marysville City Park. The tailgate party will not be held this year with continued COVID challenges. Again, the homecoming tailgate party will not be held at City Park Friday. The annual Marysville High School homecoming parade will be Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. downtown on Broadway, running west from 12th to 8th Street. A pep rally will follow at Homer Hansen Stadium.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. And this low is going to move very slowly over the next several days. Some days it will become stationary. So we're going to see showers and thunderstorms off and on across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. And we'll continue to see rain showers lingering into the weekend. The good news is that we are going to see cooler temperatures as we'll see winds back out of the north-northwest back into the 70s. Some areas highs only in the upper 60s, lower 70s for the early parts of next week. So across the area, cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms, mid-70s, winds from the east. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, showers, thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, 63. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain, showers, 73. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Off and on showers this morning in Marysville. More on the way. Average high temperature late September 76, record high on this date 99, the average low 51, the record low 26. Sunset this evening 7:12, sunrise in the morning 7:22.
Falling off a ladder may be funny in a TV sitcom, but ladder safety is serious business when tackling fall chores. A few safety reminders today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 30th, the 273rd day of the year. Actress Fran Drescher has a birthday, and the final flight of the Berlin Airlift was on this day in 1949. If one of your fall traditions is scaling the ladder to clean out the rain gutters, keep in mind these safety tips. Be sure your ladder is free of bent areas and the footings are firmly on the ground. Try to have a spotter or a helper on the ground to steady the ladder and fetch tools if needed. A ladder stabilizer or standoff can provide an even more secure climb. Proper dress is important, too. Avoid loose clothing or footwear that could cause tripping. And don't forget some work gloves. There are bound to be bird droppings, insects, and who knows what else you don't want to handle with bare hands. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer-dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia. It's like new, priced right. A 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier Edition, 2016 Buick LaCrosse, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport. Test drive these fine models today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Salvador Perez tied a Royals record with his 48th homer of the season before leaving with a sprained right ankle. And Kansas City went on to beat the Cleveland Indians last night 10-5. Perez leads the majors in home runs and RBIs with 121. He homered on the first pitch he saw from Zach Plesac and struck out in the second inning before being replaced in the third by Cam Gallagher. Perez has 200 career homers and matched George Soler's 2019 total for the Royals. The series wraps up tonight at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch is set for 7:10. Other Royals news, outfielder Michael A. Taylor and the Kansas City Royals have agreed to a $9 million two-year contract covering 2022 and 23. In addition to that, Taylor can earn $250,000 annually in performance bonuses. I'm Rick Averett with your Thursday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Chiefs Nation, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid back at work yesterday as if nothing was amiss. 3 days after he was taken to the hospital with an illness and dehydration following a loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Reid was released from the University of Kansas Hospital on Monday and wasted no time getting back to the team facility on Tuesday. That allowed Reid to move seamlessly into yesterday when the Chiefs had their most important full squad practice of game week. The Kansas City Chiefs headed to Philadelphia this Sunday trying to snap a two-game skid. The latest word we have is that K-State quarterback Skylar Thompson is unlikely to play against sixth-ranked Oklahoma on Saturday, even though he's making progress from a knee injury that he sustained in an early victory over Southern Illinois. Wildcats coach Chris Kleiman says Thompson remains on target to return against Iowa State on October 16th. That means Will Howard and fellow sophomore Jaron Lewis are in line to play against Oklahoma this weekend. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Continue enjoying homegrown flavor of squash throughout much of the winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hubbard squash will last about 6 months, while butternut and acorn squash will last up to 2 months in storage. Pick the squash when fully mature. They'll have a firm rind and deep color, and leave at least an inch of the stem intact. Handle with care and don't use that stem as a handle. Damaged fruit will not last as long in storage. Cure the fruit by leaving it in the sun for 10 days. Cover the fruit whenever frost is in the forecast. Place in single layers in a crate or on a harvest rack with crumpled paper in between. The paper prevents any rot that develops on one squash from spreading to its neighbors. Store in a dark, cool location with temperatures around 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Colder temperatures can damage the fruit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Remember that phrase, finders keepers, losers weepers? That definitely does not fit this man. When you hear his story, you may come away thinking he has to be one of the most honest men on the planet. A man on a mission to turn a bad day into a very good one. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Thousands of people come to the beaches on Maui. Occasionally, some lose wedding rings while swimming. When they do, there's a good chance Dave Sheldon is called to use his metal detector to see if he can find those rings at varying depths of sand and water.
Men's rings, probably maximum 16 inches. On a lady's ring, probably about 10 inches. So it's very crucial to be there as soon as possible.
Dave has a small charge for coming to the beach to use his detector. Of course, he finds a lot of items, ones he's not even searching for. And that leads people to ask, just how much money can a treasure hunter like Dave make when he locates valuable items that he's not commissioned to find?
Honestly, I've kept everything with inscriptions or anything that looks custom, anything with stones, anything I've ever found in 20 years, I have all of it.
That's right. If the item has value, he never sells or pawns it. He keeps it in an effort to reunite it with the owner. Customers sometimes give him a reward, but it's not required.
I let people give me what they want or what they can give me. Some of the items are worth way more at the pawn shop than what they're giving me, but I feel like I get rewarded in the end because I get to live here and do what I do. That's why I ask people to just help me help other people.
And if you ask Dave what is the most valuable item he's ever found, well, he has a good answer for that, too.
I usually say happiness because it warms their heart and it's so unexpected. It's the honest truth. I love doing what I do.
And if you have lost something on the island of Maui, well, now you know there's an honest man to contact who may just have that ring in his 20-plus years of searching. Traveling the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
If you're a woodworker, try using lumber cut from your woodlot. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It takes time and patience to dry the wood, but the end result will be an heirloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Workers like to use wood they've cut down on their farm. The drying process is important because when wood releases moisture, it can change shape. And you don't want that to happen after the project is finished. Lucas Peters is the digital content manager at Wood Magazine. He says the first step in drying wood is to seal the ends of the boards.
If you haven't already done this with the logs, and even if you have, paint the ends of the boards with latex paint. Give it a good coating. The ends are where the moisture escapes more quickly, and they'll split and check with the uneven drying. So sealing the ends slows down the drying for the ends.
Start the air drying process outdoors where the wind can blow through the stack. Don't put the wood in constant sunlight or the boards might dry too fast and crack. Create a level bed of cinder blocks, add some runners to it, then cross the runners with 4x4 posts. Stack your first layer of wood on top of the posts.
Then you'll want to use inch square, what we call stickers. That's 1 inch by 1 inch pieces of wood. Place those about 2 foot on center on your first layer, then stack your next layer and continue doing that, keeping your stickers right in line. For your top layer, then add another layer of stickers, sheet of plywood, and weight it down with some more cinder blocks. And that's going to keep everything out of the rain and weighted down.
Once it's been outside for a few months, you can bring the wood inside, stacking it the same way. The general rule of thumb for air drying time is 1 year per inch of thickness. You'll have to check the wood periodically for mold and splitting. Use a moisture meter to assess how well it's drying, and when the moisture level has reduced to 10 to 15%, it's ready. Find more tips for drying wood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
A sort of on-the-job training program for beginning farmers. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
The Farm Beginnings program is a really unique way to connect beginning farmers with each other and with the community of farmers and service providers in Vermont.
That's Megan Browning of the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, which coordinates the Farm Beginnings program there.
One of the things that's really core to our farmer services program at NOFA is that we're meeting farmers' business goals and also quality of life goals. And I think that's something that is really unique about what we provide as NOFA's farmer services team.
As an example, Browning referred to Kylie Cook, who I featured in yesterday's show.
Kylie and Sam seem to be doing a really great job at sort of building a business that meets those quality of life goals as well. So I think that's really impressive. And the other thing, you know, I've said to Kylie before that getting into dairy in a time when dairy is like really in crisis is a really impressive thing, and just sort of doing it in a different way and kind of attracting different customers and really being committed to something that, you know, Kylie mentioned, raw milk dairy is challenging. There's a lot of regulations and risk involved, and they're just kind of like scaling slowly and doing what works for them. And it's been really, really great to see.
Thanks to University of Vermont Extension for use of the audio clips. More on the Farm Beginnings program tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. Harvest update here from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, brought to you by Abilene Machine. Find them online at abilenemachine.com, where you can find all your new, used, and remanufactured parts. You can order online 24/7. As we continue with the harvest across the state of Kansas, corn is doing well, 81% mature in the across the state, according to the Kansas Corn Commission. At the same time, the Kansas Sorghum Association talks about some of the yields that we could be seeing as the harvest slowly begins for sorghum in the state of Kansas.
According to USDA, the yield forecast is averaged 75 bushels per acre, which is down 10 bushels from last year. Now, I do notice a number of folks that are hitting 100 bushel and above, but at the same time, there have been some areas of dryness and some areas where perhaps the crop hasn't fared as well. As we get further into the season, I'll have a better answer, but so far, I think we're on track to have a little bit of an average crop.
That was Jesse McCurry, the executive director for the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association. On the corn front, we are seeing the maturity rates increase rapidly across the Mid-America region, mostly because of the drought-like and dry conditions. Stephanie Ho with the USDA has more.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes an extremely rapid pace of corn maturation in much of the country.
We saw a pretty good jump as corn harvests began to really accelerate into the Midwest during the last week. 18% of the U.S. crop has been cut by September 26th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 15%, also ahead of last year's 14%.
Meanwhile,
at this point in the season, you really don't expect much swing in corn conditions. So as we look at the corn conditions for the week ending September 26th, no change from the previous week. Still looking at 59% good to excellent, 15% very poor to poor.
That was meteorologist Brad Rippey. Harvest update from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
What's better than getting new Ford inventory delivered to your lot nearly every day? Getting new Ford inventory with 0% available. 0% has been extended at Rusty Eck Ford. Going on now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% has been extended. And Rusty Eck Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, Rusty Eck Ford has financing as low as 0%. Plus, choose from a huge selection of Ford Blue Advantage vehicles and pre-owned vehicles as fresh trade-ins arrive daily. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes Tremor and Apple. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/20.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. Your reminder to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from your opportunity for a better lifestyle is right here at home. Landall's is seeking production employees, including assembly, welding, fabrication, machinists, and material handling. On-the-job training available, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits including health and retirement, and paid time off. Join their amazing team. Learn more at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. corn and soybean harvesting continuing to run ahead of schedule. Conditions not much changing, but activity delayed in some areas of the nation by some rain. As of Sunday, USDA said 18% of U.S. corn is now harvested. The five-year average is 15. Almost all is now in the dense stage, 59% still in good to excellent condition. 16% of the U.S. soybeans harvested, 3% more than average, 75% dropping leaves. Winter wheat planting continuing, 34% now complete nationwide as of Sunday. That is up 2 points from the five-year average, and 9% emerged. 11% of cotton has been harvested, a little bit behind the five-year average. And 23% of U.S. pastures and rangelands in good to excellent condition, down a point from a week ago. Brazilian farmers continue to plant this year's soybean crop, but progress is slow, most waiting for rain in the forecast, according to Ag Rural. Still, some areas got plenty of rain in the first couple of weeks of September. Brazil had 1.3% of its crop planted by last Thursday. Now, planting may be slow as farmers wait for better soil moisture, but it's still up nearly double from the same period a year ago. Most planting so far has been in the major producing states of Mato Grosso, Paraná, and São Paulo. Ag Rural says field activity is expected to pick up quickly in the coming days. And the fight over California's animal housing law, Proposition 12, could be decided by the Supreme Court if it takes up a petition submitted yesterday by the National Pork Producers and American Farm Bureau. The groups are seeking a review of the decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit that found the law did not violate the Dormant Commerce Clause by imposing housing requirements for pork shipped into the state. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This month's doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville are designed to make life easier. Save $10 on a Milwaukee 15-inch pack-out tool tote, now $89.99. And the Chamberlain MyQ-enabled chain drive garage door opener is now $189.90. Get a grip and save your hands with the medium, large, and extra-large mechanic gloves on sale for $17.99. See more sale items in store at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They thank you for buying local and helping to make a difference.
Long, hard days in the combine during harvest can take a toll. The best way to stay safe is to take care of yourself first on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio,
providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Activity, weather conditions, long hours, and large machinery combine to make the fall harvest a potentially dangerous time. Operator stress or error are the cause of most harvest accidents. Kent McGuire is an Ag Health and Safety Coordinator at Ohio State University. He says to remember that you are your most important tool, so know your limits, both physical and emotional, and take care of yourself.
To reduce fatigue, try to get enough sleep. That's your body's time to rest. Pace yourself and plan your day out the best you can. And take short breaks throughout the day. Take 5 minutes to get out of a piece of equipment and take a short walk or just something to get your mind and your body away from the piece of equipment to recharge yourself and minimize that fatigue factor.
While you're walking around, McGuire says to look over the machine for any trouble spots, but make sure everything is in place before you hop back in the seat.
Doing some of those maintenance checks and you're removing guards and shields, make sure that you put those guards and shields back on after you're done inspecting or doing some sort of maintenance on the equipment, because those guards and shields are there to protect you and anybody that might be working around the piece of equipment.
There's probably a crew of people helping in the field, so pay attention to your surroundings and any individuals walking around. Also, keep a jug of water with you to stay hydrated and have someone bring you healthy meals and snacks to boost your energy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for safety during harvest at agriculture.com.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Closing markets in just a little bit, wrapping up a Thursday today. As we see corn taking a dive into the reds, wheat going further into the green, soybeans definitely taking a hard hit right now. Some of that coming out from the weekly export sales from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, showing the number of soybeans being exported at 1.093 million metric tons compared to the expected between 750 and 1.2. So right about in the middle of that projection there. But we are seeing some big hits as it's taken a big dive in the markets today. The soybeans are currently sitting down 32 and a quarter right now to 1251 and a half. The January down as well, 32 and a quarter to 1261 and a quarter. Soybean meal for October down 1170 at 326.40. And the soybean oil for October is in the green a quarter right now at 53.03. As we mentioned, corn is in the red as well. December corn right now down 6.5 at 532 and a half. The wheat for December is in the green, seeing some positive gains there, sitting 10 points higher at 720 and a quarter. Over in the livestock market, we are seeing that mostly lower as well, except for lean hogs. They continue to do well with the increased buying power on the global market. October lean hogs are up 3/4 right now at 91.55. The December up 177 at 85.37. The live cattle struggling just a bit. October down 97 cents at 120.80. And the feeder cattle for September is down 37 cents at 153.90. As the live cattle and feeder cattle continue to struggle with the ongoing backing up of the slaughterhouses as they try to catch up during the COVID-19 pandemic, we'll see if we can't see some of those markets balance out here before long. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we had a green day yesterday. We're seeing that down just a little bit today, going through December down 4 cents at 94.30 right now. The 30-year bonds currently in the green, up just a bit right now at 159. 10-year notes are up just a hair as well in the green at 131. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
What's better than getting new Ford inventory delivered to your lot nearly every day? Getting new Ford inventory with 0% available. 0% has been extended at Rusty Egg Ford. Going on now. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% has been extended. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, Rusty Egg Ford has financing as low as 0%. Plus, choose from a huge selection of Ford Blue Advantage vehicles and pre-owned vehicles as fresh trade-ins arrive daily. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes Tremor and Apple. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9 months.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.